Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. There are places in the North Woods that are open to you to warm up if you're having problems with your heater. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department, Division of Emergency Management, reports the Walmart stores in Rhinelander and Minocqua are open 24 hours, along with Triggs Mall in Minocqua and Ascension St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander and Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. Officials say be extra vigilant to guard against frostbite and hypothermia. Frostbite can occur on exposed skin in under 10 minutes. Hypothermia can include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, fumbling hands, memory loss, and other signs. In infants, symptoms can include bright red or cold skin and very low energy. If traveling, make sure to have emergency food, blankets, and water should your vehicle stop. Pets are also vulnerable to the cold. Make sure they have warm shelter or bring them indoors. The five-day jury trial of 20-year-old Jeremiah Sulis, charged with homicide by negligent handling of a dangerous weapon and homicide while under the influence of a controlled substance, has been postponed to April 30th after a hearing in Vilas County Court. The trial had been set for February 4th. Sulis, now of Hancock, Wisconsin, is alleged to have handled a .40-caliber handgun in an apartment on East Wall Street in Eagle River in 2017 when a discharge hitting 20-year-old Connor Stevens, causing his death. The jury trial, again, is scheduled. The February 4th date had been postponed. Judge Neil Nielsen agreed and set pretrial motions for April 18th and a jury trial April 30th. Wisconsin ginseng producers have been experiencing harmful impacts due to the ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute. President of Sue's Ginseng Enterprises in Wausau, Will Sue, says they've had to adapt over time as the industry evolved.
We've obviously written to all our legislators, and they all know the situation that we're in because there's just oversupply relative to demand. But with ginseng, it's not so much oversupply. The amount that we're supplying nowadays can be consumed. It's really because this is an export product. The export markets just aren't there for us. With tariffs, with the kind of chilling of relations between the two countries, there's just no interest in the product, or less interest in the product.
Sue's is one of the largest exporters of ginseng in the United States. We have a longer feature coming up at 5:45 tonight. Also, it's on WXPR.org. And Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Brewink and over 300 other mayors from across the country are in Washington for the Winter Mayors Conference. He says the mood in the district is clearly being impacted by the nearly five-week-long partial government shutdown.
There's certainly a mood of we need to end the shutdown, find the common ground.
And he says there was no trouble getting to the conference, but he did make it a point to show some support for the TSA agents that are in line to miss another paycheck this week.
It was nice to see some notes hanging up on the wall in there where people were appreciating their service while they're not being compensated, and when they're facing some tough times of possibly having to choose between paying their mortgage and putting food on the table.
Brewink is joined by Jim Schmidt of Green Bay, Mike Vandersteen of Sheboygan, and Steve Ponto of Brookfield, among other Wisconsin mayors at that conference. And the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign reports the 2018 governor's race between Republican incumbent Scott Walker and Democratic winner Tony Evers set a new state record. A total of $93 million was spent. $58 million was spent by Walker, with much of the money coming from outside the state. The Evers side spent about $35 million. The 2018 campaign spending topped the former record by $11 million. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to be sunny, cold, high near 1 below, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Tonight, clear, low around 21 below, and wind chills 25 to 30 below. Saturday, partly sunny and cold, a high near 5, and still cold wind chills. Saturday night, about 12 below. Sunday, the high about 1 above. And then there's a chance of snow Monday morning. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.